Military towns appear to be surviving the economic landslide a little more easily than many other places. Growing military bases provide a financial boost for the surrounding communities. Peter Biello of member station WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina, has an example.
At ProCut's Barbershop, across the street from Camp Lejeune Marine Base in Jacksonville, North Carolina, shop owner Chantel Carroll gives a short haircut. About a year ago, when people started to worry about the economy, she saw an opportunity. She bought this barbershop after learning the Marine Corps would bring 11,000 additional personnel to the area.
I started off with one barber, and I had to hire another one, so I got up to 12. And I still have people waiting, and they don't stop cutting.
Most of the 40,000 people based at Camp Lejeune need a haircut once a week. If the typical haircut is $7, Marines will spend $14 million a year on them. So these new Marines could add several million dollars to that total. And that's just for the dozen or so barbershops in town.
Many of our businesses are still doing extremely well.
Jim Reichart is with the local economic development office. He says the Marines eat at restaurants, buy cars, and shop for clothes off base, providing the civilian businesses with a steady cash flow. Onslow County has one of the lowest unemployment rates in North Carolina, and Reichart believes as more Marines come to town, existing businesses will expand and new businesses will move in, creating thousands of jobs.
We also have projected an average wage of about $35,000, which is 10% above the current average county wage.
And it's not just happening near Camp Lejeune. More than 7,000 new soldiers added to the Army's Fort Hood are lifting the economy of Killeen, Texas. Growth at Fort Campbell on the Kentucky-Tennessee state line has helped both states resist the sting of recession, and Fort Belvoir in Virginia is supporting the community even during deployments. Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says military growth makes communities more resilient during tough times.
I'm not saying that defense communities are always protected against recession. I'm simply saying, in historical perspective, the vulnerability they have today is not that great. And on balance, for the next 2 or 3 years anyway, they're probably somewhat protected relative to the rest of the country.
O'Hanlon says each new soldier could create as many as 2 additional civilian jobs. But while the growth may sound good, it's not a cure-all. Sammy Phillips is the mayor of Jacksonville, North Carolina. He says some of the new Marines need off-base housing, which means upgrades to water, sewer, and school systems, things the federal government doesn't pay for.
And that equates to having to make those commitments prior to these people actually paying any tax money. You know, a lot of this growth is going to have to be supported by present taxpayers.
But more traffic will mean more Marines passing by and possibly stopping at Chantel Carroll's barbershop. She says she knows exactly what she'll do when her business really picks up.
I'll have to hire more barbers. If it ends like that, and like I think it's going to be, you'll see a house full of barbers in here. And they'll make well over what they're making now.
And they'll be making that money during a deepening recession, when businesses doing just okay seem to be the ones doing pretty good. For NPR News, I'm Peter Biello in Wilmington, North Carolina.